Right, so let's finish here at the Colverton Stadium, Tunbridge Wells 2, Cray Valley 0. I'm with Paul Gross, manager of Cray Valley. Paul, plenty of talking points from the first half of today's game. Let's start with the possible sending off of their goalkeeper just after 18 seconds when he handled outside the area.
Yeah, could have gone either way. Yellow card, sending off. It's at least a talking to for me. I don't want to pin the defeat on the referee because there's a lot goes on after that. Like you said, there's still another 90 minutes of football. But as a player, I know when you're on that pitch and you've seen something like that go and he's just let the geezer get away with it completely without even talking to him, it gets your back up. People say it shouldn't because they should be more professional, but I don't care. It happens as a player, and your focus all of a sudden turns to the referee, and it goes off your game slightly. Like I say, I'm not going to blame the referee for our defeat because that the game's still in our hands, but it certainly doesn't help. It certainly doesn't help. And then, for me it was a bit of a strange decision. I've seen him since. He admits he got it wrong and it should have maybe been a yellow. Then maybe everyone settles down again and we get back and the players don't feel hard done by and they go about their business. But, yeah, it's a referee's decision, so I'm not gonna go on too much about him.
Okay, and then the sending off of Aidan Sherlock, turning point?
Yeah, because we're on top. They had four corners that they caused us problems for. The centre-half come up, won his four headers. Apart from that, though, in open play, we're creating chances. We've missed three good chances, a few half chances. We're on top. They sling another corner in the box. He's backpedalling, his arms up. He's caught the geezer, definitely 100%, because the geezer's got a split lip. But it's with his hand. He can't see. He's not tried to elbow him. But again, look, I'm not the ref. The ref's made a decision what he thinks. It's hard for the ref. He hasn't come out here to do me any harm. He hasn't come out to do the boys any harm. But he makes a big call and he gets it wrong. And it just, again, the boys turn to the decision in the first 18 seconds and they feel he's against them. Right or wrong, that's just the way it goes.
But overall, you assessment of today's performance?
Oh, ill disciplines cost us again. Fisher down to 10 men. Again, I'm not saying, look, we didn't deserve anything out of the Fisher game, but you keep 11 men on the pitch, you might have got something. Today again, we're bossing it with 11 men. We're on top. I had no doubts that we were going to win that game with 11 men. You have to change your shape, you have to change your whole thinking, your game plan goes out the window. Because you've got players that might not work as hard as you want with 10 men, but when you've got 11 men on the pitch and you can give them the ball, they're dangerous. But we got to learn to do that. And if the boys, look, I don't set out for my team to be a bunch of thugs. Far from it. I know some people might like to think that way, but that's not the way I am. I want us to be competitive. Of course I do, like any manager. But today I can't really. Marshy's one down at Fisher's ascending off yet. He's got himself involved. I feel a bit sorry for Aidan today. It's one of them 50-50. Next week that could happen and no one gets sent off. But like I say, the ref's made a call. He's done what he thinks right. Ultimately, with 10 men, we weren't good enough to go and get a win.
And ahead of Wednesday's fixture at Badgers against AFC Croydon, do you have any players returning? And Luke Harvey was sat on the bench today, didn't take any part. Rory Hill was unavailable today. You hoping to have them back during the week?
Yeah, hopefully they'll be back Wednesday. But I'm not going to do the players that were on the pitch today an injustice by saying we missed them. Their quality. But I feel that we've got a quality squad. And I'd like to think one step's out, one step's in. Wasn't a beat today. We regroup, we'll have to go again, pick ourselves up. And see what we can produce Wednesday. Last time we had to bounce back from a disappointing result, they did it. So I'm asking them to do it again. But what I don't want to become is this yo-yo team. Win one, lose one, win one, lose one. Because the squad we got, I expect more from them than that. So, yeah, again, like after the Fisher game, places are up for grabs, aren't they? So who knows, I might have to look at changing a few things for Wednesday.
OK, Paul, thanks. We'll see you Wednesday.
Cheers, thank you. Cheers, Frank.